This is a poem titled simply Eggs. Eggs that come from chickens, squeezing oblong from their feathered bottoms. Tapered ovals, opaque with white, filled with albumen, delicate thickness. I've eaten them raw, sucking them from a pinhole carefully made in the shell. I've pressed my lips to the hole and sucked until the white carried the yolk out in one mass onto my tongue. I've beaten them and butter-fried them into spongy yellow chunks. I've left their sunny sides up until the whites were glazed like plastic and then pricked the orange yolk with the sharp point of a fork and watched it slowly spread and ooze over the plate. Then I've sopped it up with toast until the toast was soggy and limp and dripped when lifted to the mouth. I've boiled them and listened to the click of shells as they wobbled in the bubbling water, small sounds of thunder, shell against metal. Then I've cracked them and peeled them, pulling the residue of skin-like membrane from them, then sliced or bit into their shine of rubbery white with yellow paste center. I've lathered them into my hair with shampoo. I've mixed them with cheeses and mushrooms and onions. Today, I bought 100 dozen of them. Farm fresh, grade A, large white eggs in spongy gray cardboard cartons. I've arranged them around the bathroom, their cartons opened, exposing rows of gleaming white lumps, 1,200 of them. Delicate shells threaten to burst and spray yolk over tile. I choose the first and tap it lightly on the porcelain tub. A thin line shatters the cool shell. I violate the crack, thumbnail first, and slowly separate the shell, tearing the inside membrane with a small sound of skin, and plop it into the tub. Its nucleus of yellow pops as it lands on the hard surface below, and slowly from the ragged half shell, a clear string of mucus, a long, thin globule follows after it. I take the next and the next, crack each on the tub edge and plop it to the hard surface, watching the yellow yolks break, ooze, and splatter. I keep on with my work until the tub fills enough for me to watch the yellow yolks bounce into the thick liquid, sink a little, then buoy to the surface. When I drop at last, the 1,200th, the tub is full, and the mucoid surface is cobbled with yolks. Slowly, I put one bare leg into the tub, letting the viscous mass rise up my body as I slide down in up to my chin. I lie perfectly still, listening to the silent squish of the mass that surrounds me. I take some of the fluid and smear it into my hair and over my skin. I move and thrash my arms and legs about until the mixture of yolk and white is thoroughly blended.